Are we ready to start the podcast show? Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for letting me read my poems to you. Now's the time to bring out the rest of my siblings. That's what you're here for. You're here for the Mom Said show, which is this crazy podcast that we do. The fact that there are humans here, we'll talk about it, I'm sure. This is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the king of the journal, the smartest guy on the show. I don't know where he's going to come out from, but please welcome Grant Gibbs. Okay, take a seat. After I just did 10 minutes, take a seat. Grant's going to sit front row like he does every show. Because it'll feel right. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear her before you see her. Every guest we bring on that are friends of mine leave friends of Allie's. It's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Allie Gibbs.
I'm embarrassed. I'm feeling shy.
Everyone can see we're together as we walk on by. And we flock just like birds of a feather. I ain't tell no lie.
All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close?
Those are the lyrics.
Let me stay for the record. We're giving love in a family dose. We are family. I got all my sisters with me.
Grant, take it away.
No.
Get up, everybody, and sing.
It's a medley. Here we go.
Mama.
Sing along if you know.
Didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on, as if nothing really matters.
This one's for the millennials. You guys ready?
I swear to God, if you don't sing along, I know you're all millennials.
There's a friend who's sitting over in that corner who's better scream this with us or I'll scream at her. Here we go. Ready?
Ow, 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 ow.
Here it comes.
Sister, sister, never knew how much I miss ya. Now everybody knows I ain't never gonna let you go.
Let's do one of those owls. Yeah, here we go.
Ow, 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 ow.
One more time. Here we go.
Ow, 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 ow.
That feels good. One more time. One more time for real.
Ow, 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 ow.
That's so great. Thank you so much. No. Just one for me real
Wait,
quick.
Wait, please actually don't do this. I asked him not to do this. Genuinely.
Fathers, be good to your daughters.
It's like, who wants that?
Daughters will love like you do.
It'll be over soon.
Girls become lovers. They turn into mothers. Turn into mothers.
No, actually.
So fathers be good, mothers be good to your daughters too.
You want one?
I want one so bad.
Okay. How does it go? Goes like this.
You all will know this one too.
Mama who bore me.
No, not that section. This section.
Mama who bore me.
mama who gave me no way to handle things, who made me so sad. Does anyone know this? Mama the weeping, mama the angel. I knew you'd know. No one's in heaven or Bethlehem.
We're almost done. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just one more. Thank you for being here, everybody. We really do appreciate it.
We really do.
And if you're here, much like Olive Garden,
we are family. Let everybody and sing. We are family. Get up, everybody, and get up, everybody, and
everybody,
welcome to Mom's Day.
Everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. Today it's about that, and it's also about the medley we made that I think was one or two songs too long. It felt like an...
Who said... Oh, it was Annie.
Oh, it was our sister. It was our other sister.
There's small enough people in this room that if you heckle, we'll call you out by name. Yeah. Annie,
we do watch know yourself. Who you are. This is crazy.
This is not, though, I should say, this is not the dumbest thing we've ever done.
Yeah? Did you have something queued up after that? Or
No.
When
I was walking out here, I was thinking this is the dumbest thing we've ever done. And then while we were singing, I was like, you know what? It's not, though.
No, it's not. We grew up in an era of church and theater that there are dumber things that we did.
Probably on tape.
Definitely on tape.
Don't look it up.
There's some sketches. There's some sketches that we did at youth group that should never see the light of day. Somebody sang Usher and I had to tell them, hey, that's too sexual. it's true. That is somewhere. The footage is there. We're glad y'all are here. This is really crazy. It's odd to do like a show that we do in a room where it's just the three of us locked in a studio and there's like humans on the other side of this. This is crazy.
Hi, humans.
I'm going to say this is crazy 50 times. Yo, what's up? Haven't seen you in 15 years. How are you? We'll talk after. Al, how was your week? Was your week good?
We usually start by talking about our week. I had an amazing week, and that is to say I worked the whole week, although I did go out on Friday night.
In what way?
To a bar with my friend who's here, because I'm moving to the Valley, and so I went and tried a bar in the Valley.
Uh-huh.
You
they
guys,
have those there?
I feel like most people here are East Side people, right? There are bars in the Valley.
You can't keep saying yes and no loudly throughout the whole show. Some of these questions are rhetorical.
There are bars in the Valley that are full of real estate agents. And I had like a certain experience. I had a certain experience.
As opposed to?
Like girls.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
The bars I go to, typically, it's
girls.
Like girls in their outfits.
And then guys trying to sell their short film or what?
No, the guy. I actually haven't seen a guy in so long.
Incredible. Like
I didn't know where they were until Friday night. We went to a bar in the Valley, and it was all guys. And I walked in, and I said to my friend, these people are real estate agents. And
yes.
She was like, are you sure? I'm like, for sure. Some guy sits down next to us, reaches over me to grab a napkin. Famous move. He was in love with me. And I asked him what he did for a living, and he said he works in real estate. And I said, see.
Incredible.
These are all real estate agents.
They're all in the Valley. We've been trying to seek men on the East Side, and they're all hiding in the Valley.
I've been trying. Well, there was a good while where I was trying to date men on the East Side.
Yeah, good luck.
Right. No, I mean, I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
And now I'm learning my lesson, by the way, for those of you who are concerned. It doesn't mean I'm going to date guys in the Valley. It means I'm done, period.
Oh, sure. Flat out,
we're
never
good.
Again.
Yeah,
we're good.
We're
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
We're
it's good. Just good to know these real estate boys because you want to buy a home soon.
No, it was more just like if you want to go on a trip but you don't have the funds, go to a bar in a different part of town and it genuinely feels like a different city altogether.
It feels like you're abroad.
I kept being like, I feel like we went on a road trip. These people are so different than the people I see.
Yeah, the homies in Sherman Oaks.
In my normal.
Yeah, I love that. That's true. It is vastly different. It is. This is my speech about LA, is when people are like, I don't like LA. I'm like, did you feel me turn? There's people here. I want to talk to you, but there's people here. My speech about LA.
We should talk to them.
Oh, yeah, we should talk. Here's my speech about LA. People are like, I don't like LA. And I'm like, which one? There's 50 LAs. So for you to say you don't like LA is crazy. I think you just haven't found the one for you.
I just think you haven't been to Mirate in Los Feliz. Yeah. Then you'll like LA.
I have a kid. I don't know what Mirate is.
It's a mezcal bar.
Oh,
with
sick.
A tree inside. That seems
don't
to be a thing,
all?
Though. No, I know that a lot of these places yeah. have trees inside.
Yeah.
It's chic.
It is chic.
But there's rats.
Totally.
If there's a tree inside, there's rats.
There's
Am
rat.
I wrong, you guys? Thank you.
Thank you.
My friends in the corner, they know about the rats at Bakari. They're all like, no, we saw the rats.
Oh, it is... It is Alley Squad in the corner. I'm going to say my jokes this way.
Don't be scared of them. They came to be nice.
Yeah, you did you hear the difference in decibel level when you walked out? They came to be nice. They came to laugh and support.
They came to be nice. They came to be, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're here for me. They wouldn't come for you.
No,
for sure.
I understand. I understand. You know, I've sent them invites to other shows.
Today I asked Gabe if he dyed his hair. I asked Gabe if he dyed his hair, and he was like, yeah, a month ago. And I was like, I've seen you so many times in the last month. I don't think I've looked at Gabe. Like, when I'm with you, I don't look at your face or head.
No, you don't look at a sibling. Oh, hey, speaking of, Grant.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
I was going to say, I think you're the only guy I've ever met who dyed his hair and looks way worse. Way worse. I'm team gray for you.
Yeah, I like the grays. I just had the lineup. This is so boring, but the lineup of gigs. I had to dye it for a gig, and then I had another one come up where I was like halfway, you know what I mean? So then I had to do it again, and now I'm just kind of committed.
I don't even know what you mean.
How do you feel sitting here? No one
so
is sitting.
So unbelievably vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, everyone.
Even though it's just your back.
I know.
Did you shit? Did you shave the back of your neck before this? Or?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm terrified, actually, but we'll get through it.
Nobody look at the back of Grant's neck.
How are you feeling there outside of vulnerable? Are you feeling warm? Are you feeling ready?
I'm feeling good. I can't believe everyone is here tonight. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
He just
said shout out to you guys and just looked at his girlfriend. Did you see that? He said shout out to one in particular.
Today's show is about family. Today's show is about togetherness. Today's show is... Stop it. Today's show... is all of us here together sharing, and when you're family together sharing, you know things about each other that you shouldn't know. And so our guests that we have coming out later have also prepared some embarrassing things that they want to share with our family, and we've got a couple of things as well that we'd like to share with you guys today. Allie, do you want to go second or third or first? Why did I ask it that way?
No,
I'll go first. I believe we've spoken about it, but it bears repeating that one of the darkest times in our sibling... Wow, that feels good. Thank you. Thank you so much for being there for me.
What's funny is we joke about this a lot, but it genuinely is the worst time in our relationship. Like, no laughs. Nobody laugh. This was the worst time of our lives.
Let me say what it is so that they know what we're talking about. When we were in high school... We were in a theater program together, and we decided that the theater program was going to do a production of Hairspray, and that was exciting. Don't get ahead of me if you're in the family. Let the others experience the story. It was the first time that a high school had ever done it in the history of the state of Michigan, so we were like, yeah, that's us. We're going to be the first school ever to do Hairspray.
You guys know the show Hairspray?
You know the show Hairspray? It had so many things. The entire show is about the civil rights, and the high school did not handle that well.
Of course not.
The storytelling was really bad, but the worst of all, maybe not the worst of all, but the worst for me, was that Allie played the lead of the show, which was already hard, for me emotionally.
Of course I was the lead, even as a sophomore in high school, which as you know is kind of rare. Of course I was the lead.
that was already hard enough to have your sister be the lead in the thing that was like sort of your whole identity and gave you your ability to walk through high school hallways knowing that you were the theater guy.
That's crazy. What?
We'll talk about that after the show. But even worse than that, they cast my sister as the lead, and they cast me as her love interest. They cast me as my sister's love interest. I'm gonna keep closing my eyes while I sing this song because I actually can't look at her while we talk about this. It was the worst 6 weeks of our lives.
We didn't kiss, we never kissed.
But we
to be clear.
But we did have to cut it out of the script because it was in the script that these people kiss. And everyone at high school thought that we did.
We didn't kiss. We never kissed. Write that down. We didn't kiss.
Everyone, please write that down. The more that we say it, the less it feels true. So please, let's change the subject.
I'm telling the truth. Mom, didn't we not kiss? She shook her head.
Which direction? It was horrible. We did Hairspray. If you know Tracy Turnblad and Link Larkin, there's a whole song in the show. So many songs that are about love that you're not making eye contact. Who's in charge of a theater program that's like, I've got a great idea that's really going to help these students get through the next year
some
of their
talent
academic
is
lives?
Undeniable.
No, I understand.
And they were like, we've got some real talent on my hands. On my hands.
Freudian.
And they were Freudian. And they were like, we have no choice but to cast her as the lead.
Yeah. And then they cast me.
Well, you look like the guy from the movie.
I get it. Zac Efron.
I shouldn't have said that.
I knew it.
I knew that was a mistake right as it came out of my mouth.
It was a horrible time. It was also the only time I've ever resorted to physical violence. We were so mad at each other. I was supposed to be her ride home, but she stayed longer because the people who are the leads of the show have more rehearsal, right, more stage time, whatever.
Right.
So I went home
Good
early.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Okay. And on my way home.
I knew I wasn't going to get any more than that.
Of course not. On my way home, Mom called and said that I needed to go back and pick up Allie. And I was already mad that I had to pick her up. I popped a Yui. And the drink in the car spilled across the car. I pulled into the parking lot.
Which is my fault.
Of course. Pulled into the parking lot. I've never done this before, and I've never done this since. And I got out. I was probably still in my stage makeup. Got out and punched the car door as many times as I could. Just absolutely as hard as I just punched so hard. God, there's so many. It's such a bad time of life.
That is so
hard to see. It's not about you getting a win, but it is a little bit, you know?
Do you feel like you won in that, or do you feel like I won?
In that?
I feel like I won in
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, good.
You just needed me to say it again?
Yeah, okay. I need you to say it.
All right.
I won, right, you guys? Yeah. I won because in that fight, I was a car. Good fucking luck, brother.
I can tell my story next.
Please, Grant.
First of all, I want to say the car was probably totally fine, right?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
If that's the biggest laugh tonight, actually, I'm going to be so mad.
My story is actually car related. It's a story I can't get out of my head. I can't live down. We were all in our big family van together. I believe at the airport or something like that. Remember the big van we had? I forget what kind of van it was.
We had like one of those old Chevy.
Anyway.
Annie, if you're gonna keep doing that, I'm gonna need you on mic.
Yeah. We're in this big van. We're pulling out of a spot, I believe at the airport. And my dad goes, Grant, can you look over side of the window and make sure I don't hit the cement pole right next to us, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember.
So we're pulling
this
out slowly.
By the way, this is unbelievable to have. People start telling stories, and then the siblings start to laugh like 10 minutes before the story pays off because Annie's like, wait, she knows from a key word what story we're about to tell.
But next time we tell these stories, you're going to be one of the siblings, and you're going to laugh with us.
Exactly. So we're pulling out of this spot slowly, slowly. Everyone's being careful, keeping eyes on all the things we could hit. I'm looking on my side. I go, "You're good. You're good. You're good." We were, in fact, not good. And it was my fault. I didn't account for the slight bulge that car doors have in my 8-year-old brain or whatever.
Yeah. Your depth perception wasn't all the way there.
But why were they asking an 8-year-old to do
it? It's a great question.
Hey, speaking as a parent, it's desperate times. Yeah. Sometimes the 8-year-old's got the best line of vision.
So I fucked up and I still think about it.
You carry that with
you?
So
I needed to get it off my chest in front of everyone here tonight.
Okay. Well, how can we help you?
Thank you. Thank you for receiving that. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got it off your chest. Mm-hmm. People can't see your chest, but you got it off towards us. People are just staring at the back of my neck.
You tell stories, bro.
Grant's depth perception is awesome now.
It's so awesome now.
Grant's depth perception is totally normal for totally a guy normal. His age.
He can see just as far as he needs to and read things at a reasonable distance. Cause Grant's depth perception is normal.
Awesome and normal.
Awesome now.
Good job, buddy. He plays pickleball and he hits the ball with the paddle. And he drives a fancy car and doesn't crash it. Grant's depth perception is awesome now.
Ooh. For a normal guy his age.
I don't remember you telling us to bring embarrassing stories about ourselves.
No,
I didn't
see,
do
we
that.
Talked about this in the pre-show powwow.
I want to talk about 3 instances that amount to why I don't trust Gabe anymore. There are 3 micro instances that you, the audience, can hear and decide if I should ever fucking listen to him ever again. 1, I was probably 6 and he was 8. We were at our mom and pop-up's house in Ohio. There was like a, you know, out of these like old antique houses, there's those light bulbs that are shaped like a flame. We came upon one of these light bulbs in my mom's hallway, and he said, "Touch it, it's not hot." And I said, "I bet it's hot." And he said, "No, look," and put his hand around the light bulb. He said, "Grab it, it's not hot."
What do you think of that, Allie's friends? What's up? It's fucking classic, bro.
I reach my sweet little hand out and full palm grab the light bulb. Burnt my hand because it was hot. That's 1. 2, I'm 8, he's 10. I'm laying on his bed while he's cleaning his room because we used to lay on each other's beds while we were cleaning our room because we have to always be talking. So I'd lay there while he cleans and then he lays there while I clean so that we're not alone, obviously. I'm laying on his bed in his room and he pulls out 2 drumsticks and starts fake drumming on my face. I say, "Stop that. You're gonna hit me in the face." He says, "No, I'm not. Swear to God, no, I'm not." And I go, "Please, you have to stop. You're gonna hit me in the face with this drumstick." And he says, "Swear to God, no, I'm not." And then whacks me in the face with a drumstick. That's 2.
Allie's friends, how do you like that one? It's fucking classic, bro.
3, I'm 10, he's 12. I'm sharing a room with Annie upstairs. I'm laying in my twin bed. Gabe comes in the room, moons me. Normal. At that time, normal. He was mooning everyone. He comes in the room, moons me. "Go away, Gabe. Ha ha ha. It's so funny to show you my butt," says Gabe. He didn't say that, but something like that. And then he goes to fart. Bare ass, I'm not kidding, bare ass fart into my room. And he did a poop on my floor. That's not a joke. I know it sounds like I'm making it up, but he did do a poop on my floor. I grabbed a light bulb, burnt my hand, drum in the face, poop on my floor. Audience, I ask you, is this a man I can trust? No! Exactly. And I'm sorry, I don't have an embarrassing story about myself. I just have that. I can't think of anything I've ever done that's embarrassing.
I knew she'd tell that story. But somehow hearing it out loud in a room full of people is so much worse than I thought it would be. Yeah, I knew about that story because I was there. But hearing it now here in this place with you, that's so fucking crazy.
12 years old is too old to poop on a floor, I think.
Totally way too old to poop on a floor,
I think.
Totally young, I think it's
much too old to poop on a floor, I think. I think most people would agree that 12 years old is too old to let it slip like that. It's crazy, you should be more in control by then. I think 12 years old, you might have even been older. Who's to say?
Okay. That's how that went. That is crazy to hear that out loud in a room full of people.
Actually, as I was saying it, I was like, is this like inappropriate? Like it felt like...
Yes!
It felt like... It felt like rank to
yes,
say.
Yes, dude.
Like the best word I can to think of is rank,
can
right?
Can we do a
like,
speed haiku? Rank. Can we keep it moving? Can we do a speed haiku? On the show, I think probably most people here have listened to the show, but there's some people here who it's their first time seeing this.
Oh my God, it's a podcast where we literally do this the whole time.
For an hour.
We
it's
make
crazy.
Up songs, and the songs aren't
And people
aren't
play
like
it out loud
good.
In their cars.
While they're driving.
And while they're driving. And they have kids in their cars. With
yeah,
them.
No, I know.
I know.
Because we swear.
We do swear.
I feel like parents are cooler about that nowadays. Like when we were kids, you were not swearing as a kid. But now parents are like letting their kids listen to fuck word.
I think you listen
word?
To fuck word.
I meant to say F word.
I think it's because we live in LA. It's a different vibe. We also grew up in a different setting than here.
No.
Okay. On the show, we do speed haikus, which a haiku is 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. You're familiar with the art form. horrible.
We made it up.
We
just
made
kidding.
It up.
Just getting ancient Japanese art form.
And so I'd like to do...
Sorry.
I'll do mine. Hearing that out loud in the space really made me second guess myself. Thank
beautiful.
You so much.
That was beautiful. I have been second guessing for quite some time now. I'm glad you're joining. Got his ass again.
What happens next, Grant? You have the run of show in front of you? Oh, each and every week. You guys send us in a problem, and we try to solve that problem through the power of beautiful music. Or at the very least...
Music.
Yeah. And today, because it's a live show, we had you, some of you filled out some cards of some problems you're having in your life, and Grant's going to read them out loud, and hopefully we can write a song to help solve the problem you're having. If we could get quiet from Allie's friend section. Sorry, I'm hearing some whispers.
Oh, yeah. Bring them to Grant.
But Grant, make sure they make it to the bottom of the pile.
Oh, there's a good one, actually.
Got his ass again.
Actually,
for
we'll start
once,
with this
stop
one.
Getting my ass. Okay.
Ew.
Please.
This one. So this one is, you know, obviously the segment's supposed to be silly problems that aren't super serious.
Oh, no.
Please don't do a bummer. Please don't do a bummer.
Please don't do a bummer.
This one says, my dad left when I was 10.
Oh my God, Cassidy.
Oh,
It seems like all the problems in the world are started by men. You like that, Allie's friends? You East LA little, okay. Seems like all the problems in the world, I know what you like, are started by men. Seems like you avoided some problems starting at the age of 10. If every bad thing in the world was created by the males. I set myself up for a good rhyme. And I don't have it. So glad your dad is gone, because all the boys cause all the problems, and dads are boys, so dads cause problems. All the boys cause all the problems, and dads are boys, so dads cause problems. All the boys cause all the problems, and dads are boys, so dads cause problems. All the boys cause all the problems, and dads are boys, so dads cause problems.
That was actually kind of good.
There is no greater, there's absolutely no greater compliment in the world than a sibling saying, that was actually kind of good. Needed that
win. You stole my whole, like, deal.
Yeah, I did hijack your deal and your friends. It was worth it to feel like a winner. Grant, do you have another one? Should we do another one? And then we'll bring out a guest. You have a lot of them there, right?
I do have a lot.
Okay, well, let's fix a lot of problems.
Okay. I'll give you another short one.
I'll decide if it's short. Okay.
I'm on an antibiotic.
Oh. Mm.
But I really want wine.
Mm. Oh. This goes out to all the people on antibiotics and the pregnant women out there. You can have a little. Just have a little bit, it's no big deal. You can have a little wine, no one will know. Just have a little bit, it's no big deal.
What are you doing operating a crane? Just have a little wine,
just
it's no big deal. Are you driving a truck? It's fine, just have a
just
little
have
wine.
A little.
In Europe, all the pregnant ladies have wine.
Just
they totally do. It's like the conversation that all the women my age are having right now is how all the moms in Europe are having wine.
What even happens when you're on antibiotics and you have wine? Do you know?
I don't know, so maybe you should do it and teach the world.
Teach
what
the
happens.
World.
Just it's something have that we've never
teach
discovered.
The world.
You
have
could be a trailblazer.
Little.
Just have a little.
Solved that. Have a little bit of wine. It's never hurt anyone. Ever.
I think we've done enough of just the three of us. If the people backstage can hear my voice, now would be the time to perk up. I said there'll be an obvious cue. That was it. I forget
They're
who we're having come first, so I'm just going to decide right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our pal, Tony Award nominee, friend, lover, what did we say? craziest person in Burbank.
Burbank eccentric.
Eccentric. Please welcome Emily Skaggs.
Emily Skaggs. Yes, Emily Skaggs.
No. Gotta live up to my name.
Did you bring your bag?
Well, she brought her bag because she came in and she said, is this too casual what I'm wearing? And
well,
we
yeah.
said, not if you have the bag
Girl,
on.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You guys decide. Without bag.
Yeah.
With bag.
It's better, no? It's better, no? Yes.
Also, I'm old, so I don't go anywhere without a bag full of items.
I'm starting to do that, too. Do you think it's oldness or like freelancy creative? Every day is different.
That's
and you
actually
never know.
Probably.
I am sick
probably
to
both.
Death of creative people acting like they own shit like bags.
No,
I have a job, but I also carry a bag. By the way,
will drag me.
Do you think we're just wind in our hair?
Wind in our hair, checking Slack.
I carry a bag.
Where's your bag?
Emily, thank you for being here.
But not as eccentric as this, so you do have that on me.
Thank you for joining us. Did
My
you,
pleasure. Thank you for
You make
me.
A lot of things, but did you make that?
No, I bought this at Goodwill.
Hell yeah, brother.
Ah, Goodwill. Goodwill.
Shout out Goodwill.
Goodwill.
The clothing company for all of East LA. Hey, we asked the homies to come and join. Do you have anything silly you want to tell us that maybe I could underscore a story perhaps that we could hear?
Oh, I have something silly for us today.
Okay.
well, my dad and I, we share a last name.
Totally.
That happens sometimes. Not always. Normalize not taking a man's name.
Hey, shout out, corner of the room.
But something, the wires, they got crossed.
Okay.
At the DNC.
Oh.
Yeah. Remind me what the DNC is.
The Democratic National Committee.
Committee.
The Democrats.
The Democrats.
The Democrats.
Yeah. You see,
oh, like the club.
Yeah, because the Democrats.
Isn't there a convention? Okay, I'm sounding stupid. Everyone,
yeah, no,
erase
right.
that from your mind.
I believe the committee puts on the convention.
They both start with a C.
They both start with a C. You see why I was confused.
Well, the Democrats think my daddy and me are married.
Oh, yes.
The Democrats think we're married. They keep sending letters to my dad's home.
Yeah.
That say to Mr. and Mrs.
No.
Emily and Gary Skeggs.
Oh, tough.
We're begging you.
Tough.
This is our last chance.
Yes.
Please give us some money. And my dad loves it. He thinks it's hilarious.
No.
Because actually, when I was like 3 or 4 and I found out what marriage was, I was like, yeah, great. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with somebody I like.
Yeah.
Who do I like? Who do I even know? I'll choose him. I'm going to marry Gary.
Yeah.
And I told everybody I knew that I was going to marry Gary. And that was...
And the DNC heard.
And they must have heard. Because now on paper...
Dude, that's tough. Because to hear that out loud is one thing, but to see it written like on paper, on everybody, official government paper...
Yeah, I mean, I just want like healthcare and basic human rights, but... They're there wasting paper in an alternate reality where I married my dad.
Yeah, classic liberals.
I don't want to get political, but there's a disconnect.
No, there's a total disconnect. Everyone in the room, imagine your name next to your parents' name on a piece of paper. Yuck.
It seems yuck.
It's totally
unless
yuck.
You're into that. I don't want to kink shame anybody.
No, I will kink shame you on that one, actually. That one's pretty famously Game of Thrones bad. Grant. Can you give us a problem to solve with our friend Emily?
Of course. This one says, our next door neighbors are on a first name basis with us. Mm-hmm. But we feel like too much time has passed to ask them their names.
Oh. Oh.
Help us come up with a kind / fun / not awkward way to find out what their names are.
Totally.
You gotta steal their mail.
Yeah.
It's quite simple, actually. Steal their mail.
You gotta find their mail for them and then kindly give them their mail.
Totally give them their mail, but watch out, cause the kind from the DNC might confuse you about who's who and what's what. And you might end up calling the kid the mom's name or the mom the kid's name. It might get messy because those liberals don't know how to read.
Well, then in that case, you should open their mail.
Yes.
You should find their mail and open it up.
You should open their mail.
Make sure that they're not siblings. Maybe they're married. We don't know they're sharing a last name.
We totally don't know. Just open their mail and use some context clues and then you'll learn their names.
And then go to the store and buy some glue and do that thing where you glue the thing back together and then maybe steam it over your stove. I don't know. I've
steal their mail.
Yes. I think that's actually for steal like a ransom mail. Note, but totally that'll work in this case too.
Or you could write a ransom note. Hey, what's your name? Hey. I'm holding your dog hostage. Yes. If you don't tell me what your name is.
I'm holding your dog hostage and your husband hostage, and he hasn't told me his name yet, so if you could tell me his name, then I'll return him. Invite them to dinner.
And ask them if they have any dietary restrictions.
Ooh.
And then somebody will say, well, no, actually, my dad / husband, Gary, can't eat dairy.
Oh, and that's how you learn the name. You could just steal their mail or invite them out to dinner.
Fixed. Problem solved.
Emily, do you want to stay with us while we bring out our next guest? I was going to send you back, but I was like, that's crazy, bro.
You can
Scooch.
Send me back
no,
the
scooch. Scooch to, okay. to
scooch,
me or to her.
I have a feeling Mary Lou is going to come through the same way.
Totally, but like faster and scarier.
Yeah, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next guest. We will be splitting microphones, but it's so much more fun. Please welcome, no idea where she's coming from. Please welcome to the stage, Mary Lou.
Jesus Christ.
I knew she was going to be scary.
I knew it was something.
Did you see me getting scared before she came out?
Yeah. Whoa!
Mary Lou!
We got to show off the jumpsuit. You got to show off the jumpsuit.
Okay, this is ultimately what is a futon.
Is it really?
Yeah, we can sleep here tonight.
Hell yeah,
guys.
Brother.
I think that went well.
Are we feeling safe over there?
I okay, feel great. So
ask them.
Mary Lou, welcome to the show. Say hi to the
guys.
People.
Hi, people.
Hey.
Hi.
We're having a lot of fun. I'm sweaty.
I'm sweaty,
guys,
too.
It's so sweaty. Grant, are you sweaty
you look
down
great.
There?
You're glowing.
Okay.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Thanks. Good.
You have a Diet
Thank
Coke?
You.
That might make me sweat worse.
You have a Diet Coke in your bag?
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, my God.
A Coke Zero.
It's cold.
Sin Asukar. Mary Lou, how are you doing?
Really, really good.
Yeah?
I just got to hang out with Skeggs backstage.
Hell yeah, that's a good life.
And we were just chatting and listening to you guys and laughing for like 45 minutes. It was awesome.
Hell yeah. And like, there's no wrong answer, but were you laughing about what was happening backstage or what was happening like out
A
here?
Little bit of both.
Okay,
no,
great,
actually,
cool.
There was a moment, Gabe, when you were up here by yourself where I watched all four of us roll our eyes at the same time. I forget what it was. I think it's when you said like bidet for your tooth or whatever.
Bidet for your tooth?
And I
for
was
the
like,
butt cracks of your teeth.
Yeah.
And we all went, mm.
I went, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
People
Mary Lou.
Paid for this.
Do you have something embarrassing you'd like to share?
Always.
Some silly story that would allow me to underscore it and interrupt you as you're trying to tell a story?
Easily.
As is the style of podcast?
Yeah. I actually have two, if that's okay.
No. Yeah.
And that's
fine.
Really too bad because I'm going to tell them both anyway.
I figured.
She's going to tell them both anyway.
What reminded me was you playing We Are Family earlier. And it reminded me of a gig that I had. I sing in other parts of my life, and we got hired.
You mean outside of this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, crazy.
I wish I didn't. I wish I only sang on this podcast because it's the best. But I was doing this one gig, and they asked us, they wanted us to, it was for ACC, American Career Colleges. They're like big year-end gala or whatever for their teachers and, or professors, I guess. they wanted us to sing We Are Family, but change the lyrics to We Are ACC.
Oh, tough.
Simple enough.
Like, yeah.
Man, brands love to just put their name into songs they don't belong in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, they love to hire us to do stuff like that.
And
not
and
anymore.
So we read
AI.
The email.
Yeah.
I am.
Sexy. We were read the email, and we were like, that's dumb, but okay. And we got there, and it turns out they did not just want us to change the lyrics to We Are ACC. They had lyrics for the entire song.
Oh,
Weird Al style, the whole song.
That were ACC themed.
Oh.
And they were written by somebody who, like, clearly had never written a song.
Sure, of course.
Maybe heard a song.
No, totally.
It was crazy town. And I wish I could remember the lyrics. I tried really hard to Google them, like look in my email for them. But the one lyric I do remember is, student and career services for you to reach your goals are standing by. time.
No way.
Yes.
Wait, can you give me how the lyric scans on that first section? Student and career.
So I want to be really clear that they just wrote those lyrics and they said to the tune of Sister Sledge, We Are Family. And so like that was the part in the song that it was supposed to go, and it went like this. Student and career services for you to reach your goals are standing by. Yeah.
Oh my god, you just gave them free airtime. We're gonna retroactively charge them.
Yeah. We crushed it.
Yeah, no, I bet. I mean, if it was anything like that, I bet.
You just crushed it just now.
And we found out at the gig.
Hell yeah.
And we went backstage and we said, girls, lock in.
This is our chance.
We are going to figure this out.
That's crazy, dude.
Isn't that great?
That's really
I was
good.
Really proud of it, which is why it's the only lyric that stuck in my mind. I know there's a video of it somewhere, and if I find it, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, so please. That
you guys we'll can it. We'll post hear the rest we'll of it. It. Please, because it's hysterical. And right before we got on stage to sing that song, they opened up the doors to the gala, to the food, and everybody left.
Oh, no.
So you sang it to no one.
Sang student and career services to you to an empty room.
Damn. That's tough, bro.
But we did crush it.
So this is the biggest audience to ever hear that line.
Wow. That is true.
Unbelievable.
That's actually true.
Major.
That's so true.
Grant, do you have a problem? Oh, wait, you said you had two.
Yeah, but that one was funnier.
Great. Great. So. This is what we love about Mary Lou.
Great. Yeah, editing on the fly.
Yeah.
I have a good one I'm sure we all can relate to. This one says, my coworker won't stop heating up salmon and broccoli in the microwave.
Ooh, tough.
We have all tried asking him to stop. He won't. He needs to be sent straight to jail. Please help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Confronted him and he was like, fuck y'all. I stay microwaving.
That's crazy.
Kinda hot. Oh, sorry. That's crazy.
I do think you
sort
of
call the cops.
Yeah, totally.
And they'll take away the microwave.
Yes.
Call the cops. And have them arrest the microwave.
Totally.
Have you ever seen a microwave with handcuffs on? It's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
It's kind of sexy.
Ooh, we're into the microwave now. And then you go to Jason. I'm going to call him Jason.
Yeah.
And you go to Hugo's house, okay?
His name is Hugo. Yeah.
Okay.
Knock on his front door, call him Jason.
Yeah. That's a classic like power that. Move, yeah.
He won't like that at all.
No, he won't. Nobody named Hugo wants to be called Jason famously.
No.
And you say, Jason, I brought you a present. And you bring it out, and it's a big old fish. And you put it in his house.
Put it in his house.
You make his house smell like fish.
Make his house smell like fish.
You make his house smell like fish.
Smell like fish.
Oh, Jason, do you not like the smell of fish?
Come on, Jason.
House smell you like the smell fish. Well, that's too bad, Jason, because your house smells like fish.
Smell like fish.
And we arrested your microwave. He must be dealt with.
Wait, real quick. Is Hugo hot or weird? Or both?
Aren't there other options?
So he's kind of hot. He's kind of hot.
Aren't there other options of boy?
I knew he was hot.
all weird guys who only eat broccoli, they also eat chicken breast.
No, it's true. And rice for whatever reason.
Okay, now comes the time of the show, correct? That is what we... Oh, it's time now for one of my favorite segments in our show. It's called Grant's Journal.
Should we...
Yeah, he did. And we're going to get everybody, if you'll all join me.
He signaled like a referee, and we understood.
If you'll all join me, we're going to do... That's great. We're going to do that again. We're going to do that again. Here we go. One more time, real quick. Here we go. Seven.
Thank you for joining me, guys.
Yeah.
We told Emily and Mary Lou that they could go backstage after they did their parts.
I know, and then
we're
I hijacked
them sit
their
here
night.
For the
no,
rest
I know.
Of the
I
show.
Don't want them to stay.
You guys are good.
As
right?
if you could get
one. No, totally. They're going to steal the show, and that's
okay,
how you
okay,
want
okay,
it to
okay,
go.
Okay, okay, okay. As long as you guys are good.
Grant,
I wrote down something that was recently bothering me, which was I was helping my girlfriend find a new apartment.
Shout out.
Shout out, Hannah.
Woo!
Yeah. And there's a lot of things you needed to do when you sign a new lease and find a new apartment, etc.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing that really bothered me was, why the fuck do I need a cashier's check?
Yeah. In 2026, yeah.
Let me Zelle you. Let me Venmo you. I'll hand deliver some fucking cash.
Yeah.
But you're telling me in 2026, I gotta go to the bank.
Tell them.
It's ridiculous.
Do you want to sing about it?
No.
Okay. That's Grant's journal today. Is there any else in your journal?
No, I was really angry about that.
Was the whole deal?
But I wrote down three.
You know what I don't like is how when you go to the bank and you ask for the career check or the cashier's check, student career services for you, you ask for the cashier's check and they look at you like, oh, new apartment.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, why the hell else?
That's the only reason you would get those. Yeah. You don't know my life, but yes.
Do you want to know something that I'm really proud of you, Grant?
Yeah.
When we first started the segment Grant's Journal, it was because Grant had received a journal in the mail, and he had never journaled before, and so we thought maybe he should learn how to journal. And his first journal entry ever was three bullet points, and the first bullet point said, dude, right?
Yeah.
The second bullet point said, dude. And the third bullet point was left blank.
Right.
Right. And today, at the Mom Said Live show, Grant had journaled about something that upset him.
Yeah.
Which is what a journal is for! Yeah. Grant Gibbs!
Al, it's time for you to rank the brothers.
Oh. This is the part where I sing by myself. My favorite part of the show. I'm gonna rank my brothers like I do every week. I'm gonna rank them, and one's gonna win this week. That's what I always do when I rank my brothers. Here we go again. You guys, I walked in and someone who had seen a TikTok of me said that I am good at singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, right. I said, me? I forgot.
Okay, well, get to the who is it? Is it who is it? Who is it?
Okay, so every week I rank my brothers based on their performance of how good they've been toward me and how much I've liked them or whatever. Truthfully, and Annie knows this. Annie's usually number one of all my siblings. Like, if you have a lot of siblings, you always have a favorite, right? Like, generally speaking, and it switches.
Don't say yeah loud, bro.
She said yeah, and she means me.
I know.
Now, you've both been number one brothers. You've been a number one brother. You've been another one, number one brother. I want to pick someone from the audience to be my number one brother tonight. And I've premeditated this. And my number one brother this week is my coworker, Mary Harris! Come to the stage, Mary, and get your trophy! One of my top coworkers is here, Mary, and she's receiving the number one brother's trophy for this week. Mary, pose!
Yeah! Congratulations, Mary. Allie told us you were coming, and she was so excited, and she literally went and got that trophy.
I got a trophy made.
Coming.
I got
and
a trophy
that's
made
good
for
friendship.
You.
Welcome to the club of former number one brothers.
It literally says number one brother on it, straight up. I think now, it says Mom Said Live, too.
Now comes the portion of the show that on our run of show, you know about this, on our run of show is just labeled special surprise. Grant and Allie have no idea what's about to happen next.
Is it mean?
No, it's not mean.
Okay, just making sure.
Is it Johnny Depp?
I told Grant that I had a Johnny Depp impersonator who was going to come up and close out the show,
but that's not true.
Please welcome to the stage and involved in the podcast for the first time officially, our actual mom, Andrea Gibbs.
My gosh, Mom.
Mom has prepared a little.
I don't know why I'm acting like I haven't seen you in forever when I saw you like 30 minutes
literally
ago.
Literally 30
I'm
minutes
like, Mom.
ago.
And we've been on the phone all morning.
Yeah.
Mom has prepared a little something for you guys tonight. And I don't think I want to even talk too much. I'd just like to let you
go ahead.
And get started. I'll underscore you a little bit, Mom, so whenever you feel good.
Okay. I wrote you all a little poem. A long time ago, in a place called Midwest, lived a mom who said things that she thought were for best. She said, love your siblings and please use your head, but make a dumb podcast is not something said. So Mom is now here to let you all know that making this podcast and having this show was not what she said, nor did she imply that saying dumb things was something to try. I'll give you examples, and you get to vote. If Mom or the siblings each said these quotes. Said each of these quotes.
Jimmy, if we could hit the next slide right here, we'll go to the next slide.
I found a little turd in my bed this morning.
Can we go next slide?
Is that
something Mom said?
No.
Oh, next slide.
No.
All right, now next one.
I said that.
We can go to the next.
But it wasn't Gabe's. I've been to Toronto. I've schmacked ass. Something mom said?
Definitely
no.
No.
No, that was Drake.
We can go to the next one. Thank you.
The next one. I've decided that if you take me out on a date and the date sucks, you have to fight me at the end physically.
Yeah.
Was that something mom said? Be afraid.
No. Next one.
Next one. I'm okay to say some of these quotes, but please don't make me say the F word.
Is that something Mom said?
Yes!
Last one.
You think those nuns are diddly oinkin'?
Is that something Mom said?
No.
No.
We
can go to the next slide
Grant.
And leave it there. Here we go.
So, there is the truth, and now I feel better. But we're at the end of our time here together. So please stop talking and go to bed. Now that is something that Mom said.
Yeah. Friends, that's about it.
Good job, Mom.
We say, 2026, girl, cook something. There's something in your freezer. You got to go ahead and cook it.
If you're safe, if you're comfortable, and if there is not a man there.
2026, boys, have more whimsy. 2026, Piper, put your shoes on. And to our youngest listeners, thank you for joining us. And always remember,
we are family.
Everybody,
I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Everybody, let's sing.
One more time.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me.
I got all my sisters.
We are family. Yeah. Get up, everybody, and sing.
Thank you for coming. Thank you so much. Appreciate you all. That's been Mom Sad Live. Give it up for Mary Lou. Give it up for Emily Skeggs.
Yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go. Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?